Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
TFA fam, redraft season is about to be in full effect. I'll intro this one time since this is going to be the first video that we are doing of this nature for this season. If you are new to the channel, first of all, thank you for joining us. If you're not yet subscribed, hit that subscribe button. But redraft season means draft decisions. Draft decisions means player throwdowns. We did a bunch of these last year. They were a lot of fun. So basically what we're doing, we're looking at ADP. We're finding players that are going close, guys you might be making a decision on, and we're going to battle it out. And then you guys do with that information what you will. But please be sure to drop a comment. Let us know which side you are on. And tonight, Kev, we are battling it out with Aaron Jones. That is the side you are taking. And I am taking Mr. Austin Eckler. Since I've just talked for a little bit, I will be a gentleman. I'm going to give you the floor first. Tell the folks why that you think Aaron Jones should be the pick here versus Austin Eckler. And right now they are currently going back-to-back in underdog drafts.
Yeah, I don't quite understand it. Aaron Jones, I feel like, is always undervalued, right? He's not a guy that's going to get you 25 touches a game or anything like that. But that's not his game. He doesn't need it. He's always been one of the most efficient running backs in the league since he's came into the league every single year. And I understand the first argument against Aaron Jones, especially right now in June, is going to be until what happens with Aaron Rodgers, right? This is like Aaron Rodgers is going to come back. And I know people are very nervous about that. But let's first talk about this in a way that if Aaron Rodgers isn't going to leave and he comes back, right? So if you look at Aaron Jones last year, you know, he had 60% of the opportunities, played in 14 games, 62 targets, which was ninth among all running backs. He had 44 red zone touches, which was 12th among all running backs, 8 goal line carries, which is 14th among all running backs, 1,100 rushing yards, 347 receiving yards, 11 touchdowns, 18.4 fantasy points per game. He was 11th in yards per route run. He had a 14% target share. He had 55 evaded tackles, 9th in yards created, 19th in yards created per touch. He was also the only running back to have 4 carries of 40 plus yards. And over the last two seasons, he finished as RB2 in 2019 and RB5 in 2020. But he has never drafted in that way. He has never been a guy that's gone in the top five of fantasy drafts ever. Because I think some of it has to do with that perceived touch share that he has. I know he had the big year and then 2019. And people, oh, he's going to regress. He didn't really regress. Okay. He still finished top five last year. He also finished top five in fantasy points per game. I think he was fourth in fantasy points per game last year. Now, in the event that Aaron Rodgers is traded, I know a lot of people are like, oh, I'm out on Aaron Jones because the offense is just not going to be as explosive. While I typically would agree with that, what I do think that's going to go in his favor is I do believe that you are going to see even more targets. You could see 100 targets for Aaron Jones if Jordan Love is indeed the starting quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, because you have a quarterback who's never played in the NFL. You're going to see a lot of dump offs to Aaron Jones. So while I can understand, like, I love Austin Eckler too. This isn't I don't like Austin Eckler, but with Aaron Jones, he consistently every single year turns out and puts up big numbers. And if you look, even just if you go back 2019 when he had the monster season, Aaron Rodgers wasn't a stud that year. right? I mean, he only had 26 passing touchdowns that year. And so, but Aaron Jones consistently put up big numbers. Also, Jamal Williams is gone from this backfield. So we're not worried about Jamal Williams coming in and stealing that pass catching work from Aaron Jones. So I think, again, even if Aaron Rodgers leaves, I think we could expect 100 touches from him this year. You're probably going to expect maybe a little bit of regression in terms of the touchdown department, but I still think he can get you 8 to 10 touchdowns, I think is perfectly fair.
You kind of alluded to the big selling point for me for Austin Ekeler, and just in general, even if Aaron Rodgers is there, I just feel better about this Chargers offense as a whole. Like, I think this offense is on the way up, and I think, you know, obviously with Aaron Rodgers, you know, and you touched on 2019, that being, you know, it wasn't the year obviously Aaron Rodgers had last year, but, you know, Aaron Rodgers is sure to regress, even, you know, if he does play for these Green Bay Packers. And like right now, as we sit here, it's kind of seeming like that's not going to be the case, but that is the main thing, is I really do just feel better as a whole with this Chargers offense on the up and up versus the Packers. And I kind of feel like that they are on a downward trend. I mean, if you look at the additions that the Chargers have made in the draft, they go and get the stud rookie tackle Rashawn Slater, bring in Corey Linsley, bring in Matt Filer. They have Beluga there as well. You know, we already know hands down for sure that Austin Ekeler is going to be involved as a pass catcher. Like, we already know that. As far as the touches go, like, both of these guys don't really have the leg up on one another. You said Aaron Jones is an 25, 28 touch per game kind of guy. Neither is Austin Ekeler, and neither of these guys have to be. But in today's PPR-driven fantasy world, give me Austin Ekeler. Like, I just feel better about his offensive line. And if we look back at 2019, when both of these guys played a full season, Aaron Jones had nearly 100 more carries and I think almost 500 more rushing yards than Austin Ekeler did. And I think they were separated by like 7 or 8 points. It's like, I don't have the target. I think Aaron Jones should be more involved, but they did bring in Amari Rodgers. I am no Devin Funchess fan, but apparently he is back for the Packers, and apparently he is looking good. Again, mini camp, that kind of stuff. But I just feel overall better about this Chargers offense. And one of the big things with Austin Ekeler is, you know, he doesn't get the carries. In the games last year where he started and finished, so we're taking out the game and he got injured after like 3 touches, he saw, I think it was like 51% of the running back carries, which, I mean, it's not great. Obviously, you want to see that number be higher, but it's not anything that is going to be taking me away from him. And the only additions they made in that backfield was 6th-rounder Larry Roundtree. I know we both like him as like a deep kind of sleeper guy, but we saw Justin Jackson fizzle out. We saw Joshua Kelly fizzle out. And now the only other thing there is 6th-rounder Larry Roundtree. So I just feel like with the passing game involvement that Ekeler is going to see, I think in the games where Herbert played and Ekeler was healthy, he averaged almost 8 targets per game. That's not going to go anywhere. It's going to be him and Keenan Allen. And I just feel like I said, in general, there's going to be more to like with this Chargers team as a whole, quite frankly, with their defense versus the Packers defense, going to put them in scoring opportunities more often. And then if Aaron Rodgers isn't there, have fun with Jordan Love, who couldn't even get a helmet last year. I, you know, maybe he picks up in the target game, but his rushing efficiency is absolutely going to go down if Aaron Rodgers isn't in the fold, because then all they really have to worry about in the passing game is Davante Adams. Like I said, Amari Rodgers, nice slot guy. He's not going to be pulling guys out of the box. So for me, this one is, I really do like Austin Ekeler over Aaron Jones. And then if Aaron Rodgers isn't in the picture, this is a slam dunk for Austin Ekeler.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Craig doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
See, I just don't think it's that big of a, as big of a discrepancy. And I know losing Aaron Rodgers obviously is going to hurt the efficiency and the overall offense in terms of being able to score touchdowns and things of that nature. But, you know, I don't exactly know how – because with Austin Ekeler, though, Austin Ekeler, he averages right around 11 touches or 11 carries per game. He only had one goal line carry, so he's not getting any opportunities whatsoever on the goal line. Now, this is a new coaching staff, so we'll have to see how that shakes out this year and how they're planning on using him. But I just can't imagine that they're going to use him in that way either. And while this offense is going to definitely be explosive, and I like the Chargers offense, and I like what they've done this offseason, improving that offensive line and stuff like that. But I just tend to – I mean, like I said, Aaron Jones continues to be just the absolute most efficient running back in the league every single year. He does more on less, not being able to guarantee those goal line opportunities for Austin Ekeler, because I don't think he's going to change. I think they're still going to give the ball to Joshua Kelly and Larry Rountree or Justin Jackson. I think those are the guys that are going to be the big beneficiaries down there on the goal line. And like I said, I think what you see with Aaron Jones this year, if Aaron Rodgers is traded, I think you see a major bump in targets for Aaron. And Aaron Jones wasn't like – it's not like he's not utilized as a passing game. He was ninth in targets last year among all running backs playing in 14 games, right? And so he still was utilized heavily. I think he probably would have finished somewhere 70, 75 targets last year had he stayed healthy. And that was with Jamal Williams taking targets away from him. That's gone now. We don't have to worry about Jamal Williams. It's him and A.J. Dillon. And I guess if you think – what, didn't they draft Kylan Hill, I think, in the seventh round? But Aaron Jones is going to see a ton of targets. Like I said, I could easily see him push 100-plus targets in this offense with that, right? And it's just him and Davante Adams still. Robert Tonyan's there. So we'll have to see how this all shakes out. Regardless, I just lean towards Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones consistently, every single year, comes through. Every year, Aaron Jones is drafted late first, early second, and he exceeds expectations. Last year, we had the same conversation about Aaron Jones. We did one of these videos, right? And it was, oh, he's going to regress. He had 19 touchdowns. He's going to regress majorly. There's no way he's going to be able to keep this up. And he finishes a top five running back once again. Well, yes, I think it should be taken into consideration that Aaron Rodgers is not going to be there. I can't see a scenario where Aaron Rodgers actually comes back. And while, yes, an efficiency, I get that. And there's no doubt once that happens, Aaron Jones's ADP is going to absolutely plummet. And he probably starts going in the third round. And I am going to be all about that life. Yes, he's going to lose some inefficiency because Aaron Rodgers isn't there. But I think he's going to make that up in the amount of targets that he's going to see.
Yeah, for me, we think that should happen with Aaron Jones, but like we also thought that Aaron Jones should have been getting the bulk of the touches under this same regime, and that hasn't happened with Jamal. And Jamal Williams has been fine. I'm a Jamal Williams fan. I like him, but there's no doubt that like you can't watch this and not see that Aaron Jones is 100% the better running back. I lost that battle when they were drafted. I was team Jamal Williams. Aaron Jones is the answer. I just feel at this point of the draft, when you're looking at the end of the first where both these guys are going, I want to feel safe with my guy, and I just feel so much safer with Austin Ekeler. Like we know for a fact that Austin Ekeler is going to get 100-plus targets. Like we absolutely know that. And with this offensive line being better, maybe Austin Ekeler is used a little bit more at the goal line. But again, that hasn't necessarily mattered. 2019, like I said, finished seven points apart from Aaron Jones. And I think we could see him get a little bit of a bump with this offense just being overall better. And if Aaron Jones slides to the third, sign me up for that as well. But as of right now, where they're going, end of the first, I will take Austin Ekeler. Drop a comment. Let us know who you guys want, who you think won this first battle of the season. It was nice to break the ice with this one. We're excited to bring you guys hopefully a couple of these per week And especially as we get closer to draft season and ADP starts to solidify a little bit more, we'll get a little bit deeper into the ranks as well. If you have any suggestions on who you'd like to see us do, drop that in the comments as well. Like I said, let us know who are you drafting, Austin Eckler or Aaron Jones, and we'll talk to all of you guys soon.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.